New Yorkers are feeling besieged. The unemployment rate has risen steadily since 9/11. In the last few months, bus and subway fares and tolls have risen, property taxes and rents have increased, and a clothing tax has been reinstituted. The last straw seems to be what the New York Daily News is calling silly summonses. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Meet Sal Boyd.
I think the city is running out of ideas of how to make money.
Boyd has a gift shop near Union Square in Manhattan, and a couple of months ago he was given a summons for having too many words on the sign outside his store. He spent $700 for a new sign and still paid a $400 fine after appearing in court.
If you look at each sign on this block, everybody is in violation because no one has only the name of the store and the address. I mean, that's what makes New York look beautiful. The signs go on Broadway. All the tourists go there for the signs, for the lights.
Boyd is not alone. Hundreds of New Yorkers have received fines for everything from sitting on the subway steps, in this case a pregnant woman, to having outdated recycling bags. The New York Daily News has been reporting on what they've called these silly tickets for the last 2 weeks, and hundreds of citizens have been emailing their tales of woe.
It all started when we ran a front page story about a man who got a summons for sitting on a milk crate outside of his barbershop in the Bronx.
Fernanda Santos is a reporter with the Daily News who has been covering the story. Here's how the local CBS television station reported the milk crate story.
Can you see this?
Yes, you heard that right. That's what Jesse Tavares was given this ticket for.
Sit on a milk crate.
That day when we had that story in, we said, maybe it would be a good idea to request emails from New Yorkers so that they could tell us their stories and tell us which kind of summonses they got and also voice their opinions about the way the whole financial situation in the city has been affecting them.
Fernanda Santos says the Daily News has received hundreds of emails from New Yorkers who had received tickets. In all cases, she says, the violations were given for laws that were on the books, but in some cases they were for things that the police ignored in the past or warned about. If you think that this is a citizens versus police kind of story, you'd be wrong. The police are blaming City Hall. Patrick Lynch, the head of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, the police union, has even put out an ad.
You know that feeling you get when you come out of a grocery store and see a summons on your windshield? Please, don't blame the cops.
Now, some say Lynch has his own axe to grind. He is running for re-election in the PBA. But Lynch says that police officers are feeling pressured to write more summonses and more expensive summonses.
What City Hall is telling us now is not only there's a quota we must meet, but there's a certain type of summonses we must give out, summonses that generate revenue for the city of New York.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg says with 7 million summonses given out every year, there are bound to be a few that won't make sense. In fact, the number of summonses issued was down 2% last year. Bloomberg says there is no ticket blitz.
Do we like the revenue? The revenue is helping us keep more police on the streets, more firefighters out there to fight fires, more teachers in the classroom without raising taxes. We don't have quotas. We do have performance measurements. You could never run a police department of 40,000 people without some measurement tools.
Meanwhile, back at the Daily News, which continues to run stories on silly tickets, Fernanda Santos says the underlying story is not the tickets, it's the economy.
The higher property tax, the unemployment rate, which is at an all-time high, the higher subway fare, the fact that now with the smoking ban, the smokers can't even go to the bar, have a few beers, smoke their cigarettes, and complain about life. People were up to their throat with frustrations, with problems, and then came the summonses.
It's just like when you have a glass filled with water right up to the brim, she says, and it's about to spill. And then you pour one more drop, and the whole thing spills over. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.